Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
What are you talking about, nigga?
I'm so corny.
What?
Hit the record on him.
What up, fool? Hey, I'm at the podcast right now. I'm going to call you back when it's over.
Yeah, get off the phone, stupid. Fuck is this? What is wrong with niggas, yo? How's our guest disrespectful? Yo.
My fault, bro.
Yo. The niggas in here FaceTiming. Whatever.
This nigga call is definitely something important.
Yeah. All right, nigga.
Just tell me you love me. Just tell me you love me. Tell me goodbyes. Just tell me you love me. Don't tell me no lies. Don't tell me goodbyes. Just promise you ride. Just promise you mind. We like Bonnie and Clyde. Just tell me you need me. We've been through it all. This shit ain't been easy. I know that I stay in some trouble, but I'm tryna ball like LeBron in the bubble. Got off my ass and I got on a hustle. Me chasing the money don't mean I don't love you. Cause we got a bond like nobody got. And I'm by your side when nobody not. We catch a vibe when I'm in the spot. I roll up some Zion, I pull me a shot. So we light it for when I'm lit, lit. And you light it, throw that ass back in the spit. You go through my phone when I get up and piss. Damn, I swear you don't trust me for shit. Crash street more than me and my chick. That too fat don't make no sense. But she'll blow up every time she trips. Yeah, I didn't wear that shit on wrist. Just tell me you love me. Don't tell me no lies, don't tell me goodbyes. Just promise you ride. Just promise you mind, we like Bonnie and Clyde. Just tell me you need me.
Me, you cross me, it's over.
We been through it all, this shit ain't been easy. And we got some demons, baby, believe. I know that I stay in some trouble, but I'm tryna ball like LeBron in the bubble. Got off my ass and I got on a hustle. Me chasing the money don't mean I don't love you. Cause we got a bond like nobody got. And I'm by your side when nobody not. We get your vibe when I'm in the spot. I roll up some Zion, I pull me a shot.
What's up, guys? How you guys, man? How y'all, man? You good, man? What's up,
man? What's up, man?
What's going on,
you
man?
Stupid.
Nah, man. We here today, man.
Thought you was going to play this nigga whole album.
Fuck out of here, Dave. Shut up. They go Dave starting with his bullshit. It's all good. It's all good. Yo, this is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Moses.
You already know.
And it's Tone.
Ooh.
First of all, we asked you to just jump in. Like we wanted to at least introduce you.
Oh,
bro.
Shit.
Like, yo,
that was the first time something different.
My fault. I'm tweaking.
CJ, turn his mic off right there. I'm just playing. Nah, what's good though, Tone? How you, bro?
Shit, I'm cooling, bro. It's cooling, bro. Actually, I'm actually fanning out right now, like, no cap.
What?
I'm fanning out right now.
Nah, like, this nigga go, man. Don't tell Moses that bullshit.
Me a fan. Fucking hater. You a hater on a fan? You stupid.
Yo, it's fuck cancer. We're gonna state that real quick. Yeah.
What episode is this?
Episode 103, my nigga. 103 out this bitch. I gotta say real quick, shut the fuck up, Moses. I hate this nigga. Can you tell, Tone? Like, I really hate this nigga. Like, you know what I mean? This nigga.
There you go. Look.
Fucking rooster.
Happy born day to my mother, man. My mother's birthday just passed recently.
Happy birthday.
Some noise for that one.
You already know.
Yes.
Took her to Roof Chris.
What?
Yeah. Okay. They got to my mother. I love her.
Damn.
I love her.
That's love for real.
No,
real.
I love her for sure. She took Chris. A nice trip to Daytona Beach, visit my aunt and my uncle down there for the weekend. So she had a beautiful birthday.
That's fire.
Yeah, it's turning 67. Like, you know what I mean?
That's fire.
So, happy birthday, Mom. Glad you enjoyed yourself.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
I had the lamb chops at Roof Chris. Jesus.
Yeah, we bet.
Lamb Jesus chops. Christ. Oh, yeah, we know you the lamb, man.
But I normally get the filet mignon.
This is crazy. I might be sounding like a broke nigga, but I've never been to Roof Chris. I don't even think I pronounced it right. That's Roof
Chris. Nah, you got to go.
That shit straight.
You're not broke. Nah, it's good.
Don't eat it, Blue Chris.
That shit straight.
Hey, go get you a nice steak, bro. Mashed potatoes, whatever you want.
Mashed potatoes. Huh? You putting butter and sour cream in it, nigga?
I ain't gonna lie, that shit drowned in fucking butter. Ooh, I said that to my mother, too. I was like, Ma, look at all this butter and these and fucking mashed potatoes.
It, huh?
I loved it.
It was no vegan butter, right?
Not at all. Not at all.
Did you have vegetables?
Asparagus. Had asparagus.
Asparagus.
You gotta switch it up, man. You cook lamb and asparagus all day. You go to a restaurant and order lamb and asparagus.
No mac and cheese.
Yeah, Roof Chris style, nigga. Right, the fuck, it wasn't Lex style. It wasn't Lexington style.
Yeah, I know.
It was
know.
Roof Chris style.
It's a lot better.
Lexington style is still better though.
What's wrong with mac and cheese?
Style. You don't
do that. Or sweet potato casserole.
Pay $100 for your bum ass lamb.
Why my lamb gotta be bum though? You the one that enjoyed it and said it was fire. Now it's bum.
I said it was
you
trash.
See how this nigga Dave, man.
I said it was trash. I told you that last episode.
I ain't cheerleading or nothing, but he did, like, what he do? Like, grill some asparagus at a cookout, nigga.
Yeah.
That shit was busting though. Mm-hmm.
Guess what the place it came in?
What?
Last, nigga. It don't matter.
Sure, they doing it.
You didn't take
home
the gold, man.
Nah, yeah. I didn't.
You did not take home the gold, bro.
That's because they got the salmon last.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever, nigga. Excuses. All right,
whatever.
Let's go.
Man.
Move on.
I don't give a fuck.
That nigga grilled some top dollar shit that day.
Yeah. And lost. You bringing up bullshit.
Nah, the chicken lost. Y'all said the chicken. They
nigga,
said the chicken
you
was
lost. Period. Because
the chicken like jerk chicken.
You took home
jerk.
The L, but we had a good time. Man, regardless, you know what I mean. That's what losers do. We had a good time.
We had a great time.
We had a good time.
It's not gonna happen like that again, though.
Yeah, the chicken look like.
I'm gonna be there for all the smoke next time.
I hope not. I'm not wearing my dirty water shirt next time.
Damn.
Not if you gonna lose like
damn,
that.
Damn, yo. Hold on. Hey, Mother, this nigga said he not gang.
He KD'd
your ass. My nigga Dave said he not gang.
Making us look bad out.
He KD'd your ass just there.
Making us look bad out.
My nigga.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
I was just saying, you had the chicken looking like jerk chicken and wasn't jerk. Right. Niggas was fucking confused.
It
what
was
the
Cajun
fuck?
Style.
It was
too Cajun.
We wasn't in New Orleans.
Damn, I told you, stop. Yeah, you kept spilling Hennessy. This is good. This is good. This is good. This is good.
We gonna move. Can we move on now? We can move
I
on.
Mix it up.
We can move on now.
It's like this nigga drunk.
There he go, yo. Yo.
I like to mix it up. Yo. This chicken is hot.
What
this chicken
man.
Suck, nigga.
Yo, mom.
Let me get two asparagus.
Yeah, that's the best thing on the menu. That bitch was cooked in foil. On the grill.
The ass didn't even want the chicken. Like, what the fuck is this nigga doing before?
Bro. But y'all not talking about the salmon, though.
Mm. It was last, nigga. Your dumb ass gonna cook it last. But I got this salmon. We done ate the fucking chicken,
bro,
nigga.
Weak as fuck, bro.
Oh, they got shit to go through. You was not the only nigga they got to eat at. You just cooked like you was at a cookout.
I was just cooking just to cook. It don't matter. I wasn't there to win. Fuck it.
Next time we up though.
Next time, don't worry about cooking without the alcohol. Don't fucking drink until you finish.
I don't cook unless I got the alcohol. Stupid. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying.
All right, so let me tell you, my niece is getting married. I don't know how I feel about it.
You know what I'm saying, but listen, I don't know how I feel about it. Listen, your network was
nigga talked to me like I was one of his kids.
Yeah, nigga turned to a Power Ranger. Go cool.
So how you feel about it?
I don't know.
You don't know how to feel about it?
Nah, I never met the nigga.
Oh yeah, see, that's a huge problem.
She told me I met him.
And you can't go off her merit because she in love.
So you don't really know the real person.
But at the same time, he might be a stand-up guy.
He might be a real nigga.
My nigga, she gonna do what the fuck she wants to do. That's true too.
Don't matter because when love involved, life is all about experience.
But if she ain't gonna learn until she experienced some shit. Not saying a homeboy ain't a good guy.
Yeah.
But you know, if in fact he is a scumbag, she ain't gonna know until she realize a nigga in a scumbag. Especially women. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta see the scumbag, especially
that's
women.
What I'm saying.
And then a lot of women, they still blind to the fact. Shout out to y'all, y'all stupid.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying.
God bless you though.
To me though, I always want to root for the niggas.
I want to root for this nigga too, but can I meet you, nigga?
You know what I'm saying? You could be like, finally, like the chosen one, the one to show that we ain't really all bullshit
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Give him the benefit of the doubt.
It's more, you know what I'm saying? It's more negative stigma on niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Threw me off a little bit.
Females is winning right now.
Threw me off a little bit when she says a truck driver. I said, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's a bag, but at the same time, he's away from the bag, and he's white. Wait, what?
You know this truck driver sniffed a little girl every once in a while.
You think so, nigga?
You know so. Shut up.
Nah, I ain't know the truckies be smith. A lot of them sniff it like that.
Bro, listen to me. Do you know?
Look at my face.
Wait, time out.
Nah, your face is ugly.
Let me explain. Bro, do you know how fucking fast an Amazon Prime gets to you? That nigga geeked. He ain't going to sleep. He driving straight from the spot, straight to your crib, nonstop.
I don't even think he's that type of truck driver. Because a lot of times those Amazon, they be having those the smaller trucks.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nah, he be on the road
on the 18 wheelers.
Yeah, I said my next question was how often he be on the road at a time 2 to 3 weeks. I'm like, I might at a time away from home be fucking some hoes, but maybe not. I don't know, you know what I mean. It is, but to me,
I'm not a cheater and I can handle 2 or 3 weeks.
And black men don't cheat. He's a black man.
We don't know if he's a black man. He can be.
She showed me a picture of him.
He can be a black boy, is what I'm saying. Black men don't cheat.
Yeah, okay.
I can't speak for the boys. I can't speak for the young men.
But see, I travel too. When you know what you got at the crib,
you don't need to do that.
Right.
But I'm around a bunch of dudes too, so that makes it even easier.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't see no bitches in my line of work. You know, at all. If you do, the bitches look like Lil Wayne.
Well, they missing like 5 dreads.
Yeah.
So what'd you tell your niece though?
Nah, I told her, you know, I gotta meet the nigga, and I still ain't cracked congratulate her yet. So I'm gonna do it on the pod. Hey, congratulations. Honestly though,
I ain't shit.
She know I ain't shit. She was like, "I hate you. You ain't shit." I was like, "Yeah, I know. It's cool." But I was like one of the first she told about.
You already know, cause be careful and protect your heart.
All I can say is lead with love. Period. You know what I'm saying? Lead with love.
That ain't always.
I mean, just because
you lead with love don't mean the other person is leading.
Yeah, but at the end of the day,
your intentions is always going to be good, but that other person could drag you down to the hole.
But that's what I'm saying. If lean with love, though, shit go left. Oh, yeah. Lean with love, though, shit go left. You can always know that you did what you were supposed to do.
Right.
If shit go left, it's like, all right, well, you know, you going.
But
you
going. Again, London,
I
love,
did what I was supposed to do. You feel
love
me?
Is blind.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. Love will lead you into some dark places.
Facts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Until, and you don't realize it until you get up out of them places. You know what I mean?
All I can say is live your life. You know what I'm saying? Right. Mm. You gonna love me. Mm. Oh, it's a lesson.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
No losses, right. Only lessons.
That's from all.
Try to learn from every situation that you're in.
Mm. I learned that from her. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, but you love me or less, nigga. You learned that from a bitch that's singing. Mm. Shout out to her, though, because I love her.
First of all, I'm talking about the quote, fucking idiot.
Just like,
and then
okay,
second of all, like, experiences, you always gonna know what to do. You know what I'm saying? You go through shit, man.
Hey,
good luck, cuz.
I want to ask y'all, loyalty or respect?
I think we spoke about this
before. No, we said love or loyalty one time.
It's all the same thing.
You think so? Nah, respect a little different.
Would I rather have loyalty or respect?
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have loyalty.
Mm.
I think respect come with loyalty.
That's yeah, I was going to say, like, I'd rather have all, respect.
Nah, it's different because think about it. A girl can respect you enough to tell you the truth if she cheated on you. But a loyal girl ain't going to cheat on you at all. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Okay.
A chick loyal to you will not cheat on you at all.
To me,
But you might have a bitch that'll respect you enough to, like, I'm not gonna lie to you, I'll tell you the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Now, a bitch that cheat and don't tell you she's scared of you, there's no respect there. You see what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah. I see, yeah, I can see that.
So I'd rather have loyalty over respect.
I was thinking more of a sense. Go ahead, bro.
Reason I was gonna say, I wanna get this out the way, man. If you got loyalty to me, you got respect. That person respect you to be loyal. You see what I'm saying?
Right,
so,
man.
Like, that's why right. I say, like, you can word it however you want to, but that loyalty is respect. What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? You just got respect. You ain't got no loyalty. But if you got that loyalty, it's respect. You know what I'm saying? That's why they loyal to you.
I guess it's a thin line, I guess.
Yeah. That's the way I feel, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I could look at it like, say you beefing with somebody.
Okay.
That person ain't gonna be loyal to you. But if they don't want no problems, they respect you.
Like I said, it's a thin line between respect and
respect
and
still might get you killed, but that loyalty not gonna get you killed.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Because he might respect you and still kill your ass.
Yeah.
You was an OG, I respect you, but I'm gonna kill you. I got to kill you.
Yeah, like in most culture,
you get a respectful kill.
For real.
I'm saying in the sense of y'all got respect for each other. Y'all don't even want to do all that.
No,
I got loyalty
for
each other.
Respect, like in LA, like respect there is like, I respect you enough to walk up on you with
shout
your
out
mask
LA.
And shoot you, opposed to sneaking you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how it is out there. So it go different levels. But I see what you're saying. Like bro said, it's really a gray area. It's like a real thin line between.
That's funny. I respect you enough to shoot you bareface.
That's how it is.
I don't give a fuck about none of that. If I'm going to kill you, my objective is to kill you.
Yeah, I know.
But if you're trying to kill him, you don't respect him anyway.
Right.
I respect that nigga if I'm about to shoot him in the face, my nigga.
That's what I'm saying. That's how ignorant this shit is. I'm trying to tell you. Nowadays, everything is backwards, bro. Like, literally, the world is backwards, my nigga. Like, think about it. Okay, like the Tekashi 6ix9ine and Meek Mill shit, right? Everybody saying, Meek Mill. You know what I'm saying? Tekashi trying to say Meek Mill a bitch for, you know, having money and valuing himself enough to a point where, you know what I'm saying, he don't want to do nothing or say nothing to that nigga. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, it's like everybody want that nigga to be a thug, and it's like, duh, that's how this shit been. You know what I'm saying? Like,
want who to be a thug?
They want Meek Mill to be a thug.
That's how he rapped, though. No, it ain't about
maybe
that.
Maybe not today.
It ain't about that.
That's how he started.
It's all about being free at the end of the day.
Yeah, because they putting police on niggas.
The nigga Tekashi.
Yeah, definitely gonna get police.
Yeah, the nigga Tekashi, he's a troll.
Yeah.
he gets off on starting conflict and shit like that. So anything he's trying to bring out of you ain't good. It only benefits you, him.
Yeah.
Right. So it don't benefit you. So he don't fucking count. Everybody else, and as far as anybody else talking about Meek should have turned up and shit like that. Who gonna feed Meek's kids when he go to jail?
Meek.
Especially where his priors is set up.
Tell me, all right, bro, tell me if I'm making any sense or not, right? If I'm a rapper, right?
Okay.
You are a rapper.
No,
but we'll get into that.
Let's say I'm a rapper that has millions of fucking dollars, right? This is what's so crazy. I know niggas, it's so backwards. It's niggas in the street right now that'll go to jail for some dumbass shit. Mm-hmm. I.e. killing the motherfucker, right? Now, peep this. These niggas ain't got a dollar to their name and they'll go to jail. What's more scary? Your kids being raised without you, being broke as hell, injured, like you was broke when you went in, right?
Yeah.
Your kids being fucked up without you, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got to live through the most dire situations. But if you a millionaire and you got kids, nigga, I'm be ready to go to jail. Easy.
See,
because I know it's much scarier for me to see my kids have to go through dire situation, but be set up for life and I'm in jail.
I think you're looking at it in the wrong way, nigga. Jail is jail, whether you broke or not, nigga. You missing your kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I know that. That's what it all comes down to. It don't come down to how your kids is going to be raised. Nigga, you're not there for your kids. Period.
Yeah.
And your kids need you there, whether they have money or not, nigga.
24/7.
Because you could be broke and have your kid, have your parents around, and it'll be okay. Y'all get through it. But imagine being broke without your family around.
Can't even see your kids.
Imagine being rich without your family. Of course, you're gonna need everything, but. You missing the gap of your fucking parents.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
You know what I mean? That's all. To me, that's all that matters. I don't give a fuck if I got money or not, nigga.
You're not around your kids.
I'm not debating
the fact that the separation from your kids means something.
You can't.
I'm just saying
let
off the strength of you having to not be around. And
fuck
then
all that.
Worst,
you can't let a snitch trick you out of your fucking freedom.
Freedom.
That nigga's a snitch. He wants attention. He wants you to hit him. It don't give a fuck if you a thug or not. Nigga, don't let a snitch trick you out of your freedom, nigga.
He put real niggas behind there. He put real niggas in the fence.
You can't let a nigga do that.
You can't respect that.
You can't let a nigga do that.
I mean, if you supposed to be a street nigga or whatever, you civilian, all right, whatever. But you supposed to, anybody that's affiliated with the streets,
know he a snitch.
And you know he a snitch.
Like,
come on,
I know what this nigga about. He want me to be locked up.
Facts. And why risk my millions and my family and my freedom?
That's something you got to think about.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why do that?
You know what I mean?
Fuck that little
fuck
nigga.
Fuck the money, nigga.
This shit crazy. How you feel about that, Moses? You chilling, my nigga. I see you chilling, my nigga.
First of all,
Meek
Mill.
He
said
there, listen to the
whole
shit.
He go grab it in and take off.
First of all, deep on that shit.
Like Meek Mill says, levels to the shit. My nigga, why I'm gonna entertain you? You's a fucking snitch.
All
right. Why I'm gonna give you the cheese? Get the fuck out of here.
Bars.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just real shit. Like, it was like, yo, niggas like, why he recorded? He recorded, so this nigga already recorded. So it's not come out already recording, right? I'm recording so niggas see what the fuck I'm going through. You coming at me. I'm not even fuck with you, my nigga.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with you. That shit lame as fuck. You lame as fuck. Nigga, I would have did this. I don't give a fuck what you would have did.
You just look stupid doing
I really it. Don't cause your money's different. You's a different situation. If you wanna get a lot of, you ain't got nothing to lose. Most of y'all don't got nothing to lose.
Facts.
It's a different situation. Stop playing this shit like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I would do this. Okay, you in a different situation. Nigga just came out. He trying to live his life. Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about? Any niggas that trying to hate on somebody, trying to live their life, man, what the fuck is you talking about? I'm living for me. I'm not living for you. That's facts.
Most talk that shit.
Yeah, but
that shit real though.
Nah, I know.
Like, my nigga, like, I got, you know what I'm saying, kids, I got shit to do, like, niggas that been through jail already know, like, with the family situations, like, everybody's going through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Meek needs to just focus on his career and shit. Cause
and that's what he's doing.
Nah, because now on
some
real shit.
He's been back and forth on social media after the fact.
Yeah, he's been back and forth on social media with talking about
WAP 100.
Yeah, talking about 6ix9ine and all that shit. Leave that nigga name out your fucking mouth, nigga.
And now he's dealing with having a line talking about Kobe.
Right, yeah, he having a rough couple weeks.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? So he's kind of like
it's just niggas trying to pick up the situation and keep making shit hot.
Let's talk about the line.
Let me hear the line.
This bitch I'm fucking always tell me that she loved me, but she ate. What? Hold what? Oh,
you,
no.
You this was bitch, a rapper?
Relax, dude.
I'm trying to read this shit. Shit small. My fault. This bitch I'm fucking always tell me that she love, but she ain't never show me. Yeah, if I ever lack, I'm going out with my chopper. It'll be another Kobe.
Okay. Any next line?
And this is all I see for right now.
There's no context provided around it. It's got to be some type of context.
I mean, that was the bar before the bar. You know. I don't
yeah,
know
but it's fucking after. Terrible. But at the same, I don't want to give him that.
It's touchy. Yeah.
And his wife, you know, reached out and said, you know.
Reached out. Who, Laura London? I mean, Kobe's
okay,
wife.
Don't do that. Don't do that to Vanessa. Do not do that to Vanessa, my nigga. Come on, man. Don't do that.
I'm going back. Because I'm just saying, that's how niggas is. Like, y'all got to understand, bro. What I'm trying to tell you is, they did the same shit before with Laura London after Nipsey.
No, Kodak did that shit.
I know, that's but I'm that. Saying this shit, as far as the entertainment world, like, they've been doing this shit. Every time somebody died, they offend the wife.
I'm not trying to lump the industry into what Meek said. This is how I feel about it. I think Meek tried a witty bar.
Right.
But it didn't hit good. To me, I wouldn't be mad. Unfortunately for me, I wouldn't be mad if the bar was better. The bar ain't that good.
There you go.
To me.
I can't accept that as a bar.
The bar ain't that good.
Yeah, right now.
That's just
to me. That's what it is.
Like, I agree with Dave. Like, if you go to the stream with a bar,
right,
make sure it's right. Because, like, when you come out, it's like, nigga, come on.
Bar ain't that good.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you mean? Like, and you going through some shit, too?
Especially as talented as Meek is, too.
Yeah,
he can flip that way better than what he said.
I cannot. I just can't.
Oh,
I can't fuck with that line, bro.
Yeah, I feel you. It's disrespectful.
No, he could have said a bar that was like, "Damn, I've never seen Kobe's dying be so dope before." No, it's not happening. Right. No matter how you say that shit, I can't say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I can't say that. There's nothing dope about that shit. Period. There's nothing dope about nobody dying with their child. Period, nigga. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Ain't nothing cool about that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I kind of don't want to say this about Meek because I really like Meek, but that shit
it's
make me not bar. Like Meek, bro.
It's a bad bar.
Bad bar?
Terrible bar. And the thing is that the song isn't out yet. It was leaked, so... Of course.
So he could change it.
He could change it. And then the song might not even ever come out.
Yeah.
Or that too, yeah.
That's the thing. It might have been him venting and it wasn't the right bar for him to put on and like somebody else leaked it out. Oh, it's going to be hard.
The song might not be finished.
You see what I'm saying? Because like media and niggas industry change. People, but whoever you deal with always trying to make
but it's,
you.
But it's kind of weird because this nigga Meek has been. The reason why I like Meek is not because of. I'm not like a. I can't name you his entire motherfucking work from intro track to intro track. You know what I'm saying? I can't. But I fuck with a lot of the songs that I have heard, like kicking it with my niggas and shit, like just smoking and chilling.
Me go hard.
So I've always fucked with him on that level. But at the same time, it's like I've heard the you know what I'm saying, the more struggle music from him. You know what I'm saying? But then it's like now it's kind of more like
every time this nigga was successful, something fucked up happened. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has, like losing the fucking Drake. Social media turning on this nigga. Not a big deal in real nigga standards, but Twitter fingers. You feel me? Like, niggas gonna be feeling some type of way.
Having the hottest chick, breaking up.
You know what I'm saying? All that shit. I'm telling you, his career has taken more
hits. Women
might
look at Meek a certain way.
And he's still relevant, nigga, and he dope as fuck still. That's what hurts me about this shit. Like, this nigga has had several times to just die the fuck out.
And he keep overcoming that shit.
Think about it. If half the shit that happened to Meek's career happened to any of these other niggas' career, would you still listen to him? Probably not.
Mm. If you keep putting out good music, I would. A lot of niggas do that shit, and
but a lot of niggas don't.
Don't put out good music.
A lot of niggas don't.
That's what it is.
You think? Okay, let me ask this: you think them niggas get discouraged when they have that?
What
like
you mean?
That? Like, cause like you said Meek took a lot of blows, right?
He did.
And you said, would you listen to any other rapper? Any other rapper probably just folded off of the shit.
Exactly. Like, think about it, bro. You got rappers like.
But everybody say Hov lost.
Nah, but Meek keep going
against Nas. That was a blow if you want to think about it, but look at Hov still.
That's what I'm saying, but how many people, this is the thing, bro. Hov and Nas, you can say what you want. You can say a lot of people say that Nas won, but that's perception. Nigga, that shit was debatable. Niggas still debate that shit to this day. You can go to any barbershop in New York, niggas will argue you the fuck down. If you in Brooklyn, them niggas gonna argue that Hov won. If you in Queens, them niggas gonna argue that Nas won. You know what I'm saying? You might have to walk out of that bitch holding the strap, cause them boys might get a little heated on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is crazy. Like, that's just all about perception, bro. Like,
Dave said it best to me coming straight from New York. He said that shit really divided a whole, like, between Nas fans and Hov fans.
I don't know. That shit was crazy.
In New York. I mean,
North Carolina too. It's crazy because it's like,
yeah, because me and my cousin, rest in peace, Marco, we would have real arguments about this.
That's why I say New York niggas has always been the biggest rappers. They're the rock stars for real, for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to like forefront, like as far as like being on the forefront of music, like, nigga, when Nas and Jay-Z beef, the entire world listened to that shit. Not just New York, the entire world listened to that shit. That shit was lit.
You know, every music got its cycles, though. You know, South got it and had it for a long time right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what's next, though?
You got on your list, man. Lighten up the mood, Moses, because I know you got some shit for us.
You a slut now.
Whoa.
You call him a slut?
Right, like, what the fuck? Jesus, not me. Why you laugh like that, Dave? What's up, man?
Lexington, I'm a slut.
No, I'm not a slut. Shut the fuck up, stupid.
I'm a Sluddington. Go ahead, man. Come on.
Nah, but who'd you want to do business with that was famous?
Who want to go first?
You can go first. I don't know, man. Go first, because you might name the exact same person.
I think.
Hold on. Before you answer that, who would you want to do business with in the weed industry? I got
everybody in the fucking weed industry.
Nigga, listen, I'm telling you who I want to do business with. Fuck the weed industry. You talking stupid.
Moses? Nah, you let that nigga talk to you like that?
Shut up, you too.
That's crazy, nah. That nigga
I'm pulling up on my nigga Elon Musk. Holla at me.
Real shit. Yeah.
Y'all niggas want to pick some niggas. I know y'all want to pick some niggas, but the niggas ain't got all the money right now.
Listen, I wasn't even pulling
up on my nigga Elon. We going to get this shit rocking. And I'm in it for the long run. Shout out to my niggas. I'm going to pass it down.
What would be your business that you would do with
Elon? I don't know. That's not the question. We only asked about the celebrity. You know what I mean? I don't know. We'll figure it out.
That's on the table still.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So who you got, Moses?
If we could get weed in space somewhere, somehow, we gonna make it happen.
Cause I want to listen. I'm ready. You ready? I'm ready. You ready? This nigga bullshitting, Dave. Fuck it. Jeff Bezos, my nigga.
Here we go.
Jeff Bezos, my nigga.
There we go.
I'm into making billions. I'm into making billions, and then the nigga lost billions with his wife and made more billions.
Made it back.
He did that?
Yes. And then say I'm going to step down.
He lost half his money.
And then he got it right back.
He got it right back.
And said, then I'm going to step down from Amazon, but nigga.
How long did it take him? Oh, that's an Amazon nigga.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos, nigga.
He just got.
Talking about out here.
He just got divorced like a year ago. He got it back quick.
It's nothing.
What?
Amazon, it's nothing. We everywhere. Easy. Give it here.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Stop playing. Stop playing. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you talking about, man? Mm-hmm. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Now, don't hear my shit.
Cause this dude,
oh yeah, my shit, nigga. Who you talking about, nigga? Bro. Who you talking about, Moses?
Wow,
fuck that.
That's ridiculous.
Come
bro.
On, man. Jeff Bezos, that dude.
He know how to get it.
And then he just stepped down.
He ain't stepped down. He just stepped in the shadows.
No, he's still getting the money.
He's still getting the money.
He's still getting the money.
Damn. He just not the face of shit.
That's it. Looking like Biggs from Rockefeller. I see you though. It's cool.
That's funny.
It's cool. It's cool.
He never stepped down. He stepped back. A
that's
little,
it.
You know what I mean, I just step back in the shadows.
What you got, Moses? I see it in your eye. Hmm? I see it in your eye. Look, he about to say Puff.
This nigga gonna say Bow Wow.
What? Fuck no.
You stupid. What?
No, I'm gonna go do. I'm gonna go.
Bow Wow can't even
I'ma
do business. I'm gonna go do business. With
like, I'm gonna do business with Young Buck. It's Young Buck. Hey,
this
Young Buck got new album too.
At the top of the top of the world.
I'm not worried about that. Dave just wants to say Soulja Boy. I ain't worried about
shit. I do business with Soulja Boy on the low.
Oh, you tweaking. I would not.
Shit,
he can't do business with himself.
Soulja Boy be getting it.
Everything that he attached his name
Soulja
to.
Soulja Boy don't be getting it?
Everything that he attached his name to got an L, except his Instagram account.
He ain't broke yet.
He ain't broke yet.
You gonna say it again one more time,
he ain't broke yet.
He ain't broke yet.
All right, yet. There we go.
Yet, though.
Yeah, no, I'm not putting no time limit on it. He been out for a long time. He ain't broke.
Yeah, fair.
He doing something right.
Yet.
Stop playing.
He doing something right.
Stop playing.
How many niggas you know that got that yet at the end of their shit, though?
I ain't putting the yet on because there's a lot
Elon ain't got no yet.
It's a lot of, I'm saying, what are we saying as far as his caliber? He ain't in Elon's caliber.
Facts.
You know what I mean? And his caliber is a lot of niggas that came and went. You never thought you would still be. He still got change. He ain't broke.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
I don't look at it like that at all.
You know what I mean? He still got money.
I'm still trying to think of niggas that's rich.
He
own
all
his
shit, bro.
Who?
Soldier, yes.
Oh, yeah. That's other shit. That's...
So whenever something's spinning, that nigga winning.
Well, yeah, you got
that's
it.
That's all I'm saying, yo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who you got, Moses? You still ain't name yours, man. Who you
got? I got Swiss Beats.
Oh, okay.
That's not a bad choice.
Okay. I would do Swiss Beats because he got a lot of shit to invest in. Hold the line. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it invests my mind, like, open my mind up. So, I fuck with Swizzy with the business.
I ain't even mad at that. I thought I was going to be able to clown you. I can't even clown you.
Clownies. Stupid.
What you do business with, Tone?
Tinker Hatfield.
Who the fuck is that?
What?
Put me on.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
The white dude that designs all the classic retro Jordans that we all love.
Oh, okay.
Well,
he
damn.
He got money like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, just this last week, he probably made more than, like, Jordan. And it's his name on that shit.
Say his name again, so niggas.
Tinker Hatfield. He from Oregon. I think he went to, you know, the Jordan 5, they call them the Ducks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why, because that's his alma mater. That's why they make that duck colorway.
Nigga, put a nigga on.
I'm telling you. Because that's his shit. His, like, his shoes, the duck colorway is probably not one of the most expensive.
So it's from the school, right?
Yeah, but they made that color, like, okay, think about it.
He designed it?
He designed it. Okay. But that's his alma mater.
Yeah, that's one of them real expensive fives.
Yeah. And that's why it's that expensive. And you know, like, they got the Jordan Olympic sevens. They call the Tinkers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he designed the Olympic sevens too?
That's why they call the
those
Tinkers.
Those are one of the hottest sevens.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
That red, gold,
bro,
white
I'm a sneakerhead on the low.
I'm not a sneakerhead.
I mean, I don't. It's like, I'm not a sneakerhead when it comes to, like, the buying as much, but I'm always interested, like, in the backstory of how it was created.
That's dope.
Just the fact that it's like, bruh, the nigga Tinker started from, like, making track shoes, cleats and shit for his school.
White man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For his school, bro. That shit crazy.
Yeah, I'm not a sneakerhead like that.
Yeah, I want to shout out to Moses for picking the only black dude.
Yeah, my fault.
Because during Black History Month,
we did fast.
You know what I'm saying? Real shit. Nah, it's real shit.
I'm a fan of Tinker, bro. My fault. But I do fuck with a lot of black people.
Cause we
but here we go. Look,
he about to go out here.
He about to kill us.
Yeah, nah. He ain't even realize it, so he ain't gonna.
I know.
I know.
I did know.
Shout out to Moses for that, though.
I'm keeping it real.
Anybody, Master P, everybody, you already know.
I thought somebody was going to say Master P. I'm like, damn, these things.
Master P.
We were just trying to think a little higher than our goals.
I was thinking billions.
Yeah, but then.
It losing billions.
Because if I got billions, it's going to trickle down to the others. You
know? I was thinking about being able to make money in your sleep for the rest of your life.
I'm a type of nigga that be in the meeting with Elon with a Griselda hoodie on or some shit.
Oh, no. That's some real shit. That's exactly some shit.
Nigga be like, what the fuck is going on?
But don't get me wrong. It is kind of fucked up because it.
And Dave the Griselda hoodie got a chopper on it. But go ahead, Tone.
Yeah, but like I was saying, I see what he's saying. Like, but yeah, because it is kind of fucked up. Because, like, it's still the same way with, like, black people having to work twice as hard as white folks.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because Swiss Beats, he got money like a motherfucker, but he still got to work, though. You know what I'm saying? Somehow. But any other white person his age, you know what I'm saying? Like, Swiss is a fucking genius. Like, let's not get that shit fucked up.
Yeah, it's
he's
like,
a genius, bro.
But that's the thing. Like, let's have our own lane.
Facts.
Let's stop always depending on somebody else. Let's make our own lane. That's why I said that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same with y'all, the people you pick. But at the same time, like, you will make your own lane.
That's a fact.
The people that y'all said, you will have your own lane. Mm. Now, what you gonna do with that lane? That's what I'm saying.
That's true.
Yeah, like Tone said, these rappers and shit are moving to a big neighborhood, and their neighbors would be a white guy that's a doctor.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But they are rapper. They performing and making art and selling this and this and that, and working three times as hard as the man that's
you know
next door.
He literally be standing in his yard. He got time to wave at a nigga. Niggas ain't got time to wave at a nigga when they moving to one of them. We gotta, bro. Every time
gotta maintain that shit.
You gotta maintain, but it's like for some reason. They already locked in. The white folks locked in.
Moses, what's up? What you got on your list over there, bro?
Bobby's home.
There we go. Shout out to Bobby Smurda.
Bobby's home.
You know what I mean? Bobby, bitch.
Get this money.
King of New York, you heard?
How y'all
welcome
doing?
Home, nigga.
Yeah, welcome home.
It's a fact.
Everybody ain't say home. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Shut his fucking mouth.
Not a word.
Shout out to Quavo. Quavo picked him up in a private jet. You know what I mean? Gave him some bread.
Tell him what Quavo was wearing though.
Quavo had the Rock Marciano merch on.
No, he didn't, but he did.
Yep, he had the Rock merch.
He had the Smurda kit.
Ready to go.
This is beautiful, man.
Yeah, it was
beautiful.
It was good to
see.
I'm
waiting on the niggas that's ready for the music.
That's what I'm waiting on.
I'm ready for the music. I want him to take his time and let him get in his bag. I ain't, you know what I mean? I just wanted it to be right. That's all. I know it's going to be fire. Rowdy came out and went straight to work.
Yeah, that's what Bobby about to do.
Yeah. Like right away.
I feel like Bobby gonna do the same thing.
He is.
I feel him.
In that time, like I feel like he was right.
I'm just saying, I ain't mad.
He's always working. Like
I ain't mad if he takes some time. Take some time to put some music out. But I ain't mad if he drops some fire too. So
I think he's home. He need to just go take him a nice vacation. Mm. Yeah, a quick breather.
I feel like
for a good week.
I feel like Funk Mass Effect should just wait.
Go to Hawaii or Puerto Rico or some shit.
Finish it up. Like, now I'm going to wait. Bobby came out.
Yeah, like Funk Mass Effect. He be like, Funk Mass Effect. Nah. Already naming remixes. Like,
Bobby, go to Hawaii or Puerto Rico or something real quick for about a week, week and a half.
I don't know if he can, but if he can.
That's within the States.
I'll be living his life.
Oh, yeah, Puerto Rico. Yeah.
Yeah, that's within the States. Though. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't telling nigga go to Amsterdam. Dubai, nothing, but you know.
Nigga,
get a nice vacation. Enjoy some life.
Nigga, breathe that fresh air.
Live something besides what he just been through. Come back with it and then write some more.
Nigga,
come with his music.
That nigga good right now. He out eating good.
It's beautiful.
It's definitely a fresh start for him. For real, for real.
Steak, lobster, and shrimp. He good.
Yeah, shout out to Bobby for staying down and you know, taking more time to even out Rowdy's sentence. You know what I mean?
Jim Jones' new album.
I haven't heard it.
It's fire.
I fuck with Harry Fraud.
Definitely
he did his thing. It. No, you need to go listen to that. My shit on there right now is Lose Lose.
Lose is good.
But I'm liking the whole thing.
Lose Laughs Around the Sun, Barry White.
I'm trying to write this shit down.
Nah, you ain't gotta write it down, man. Just go.
He got some shit with Body. He got a lot of shit on.
Yeah, I forgot the name of that joint. Word. Check it out, though.
Running the YouTube fast as hell right now.
Hit you with the ooh, yeah, yeah.
Nah, Tone, just look at the fraud department.
Is that what it called?
Yeah, Jim Jones. Definitely shit's fire. I know y'all ain't check out Kevin Gates' new shit.
Nah. That sound, you heard it?
It sound good. It sound good. I mean, if you fuck with Gates, you know his style.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know his style. So it sounds good to me. I ain't even going flex like it's Gates.
Okay.
It's definitely.
What songs you like on it?
Real shit. Because okay. I gave it to Big Hitter. Oh, Cartel Swag is my shit. I ain't going front. Puerto Rico Love. Yes. Plug Daughter. Yes. Nah, he got some joints on here.
Okay.
He got some joints on here.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie.
I don't trust.
Hey, look, I seen it all in your face. Like, when you was looking at me,
yeah,
like,
yeah, that's why I said
it. I ain't got no faith in what this nigga's saying right now.
I said it.
Hey, he played it along the whole time. Like, yeah. I fucking hate these niggas, Tom.
He was like, yep, all right.
For real.
Okay.
I don't trust you.
Trust me, bro.
No, but go else.
Your boy Young Buck got a new album?
Yep. Bucking at the World.
Is that what it's really called?
No.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
See, that's the problem with you. So you can't listen to these niggas, man.
What?
Now it's called Vaccine.
It's called Vaccine.
And you got some joints on there.
Of course. It's Young Buck.
I ain't gonna lie. He got joints on there, man.
This is Young Buck. Don't sleep on him.
He got
please
joints
don't.
On there. I'm not going to lie. I don't like the Nipsey Hussle joint.
Why?
What? I don't like
Time
the...
Out. Which one?
It's called Nipsey Hussle.
Oh.
By Young Buck.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Nipsey Hussle joint.
No,
with
I fuck with Nipsey Hussle, and that's what pissed me off about the song a little bit. You know what I mean? But I see where he was going with it, so I'm not too mad. Like, when you hear it, it's like, I feel you, but come on. Just leave that name alone. You know what I mean?
Suppressing his feeling.
I mean, especially with him being in hot water, like.
Right. I feel you. Feel Good, that shit ride. My shit on this dead series. So, you know, you got 10 joints on here. I like a good 5 of them. I ain't gonna lie. I gave it 2 spins. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, I ain't mad at you.
On the Young Buck joint?
Yeah, honestly.
2 spins.
I ain't never heard it.
No, I know. I'm saying I just put it out there. Right. It's a podcast. I just put it out there.
Okay, next.
I'm gonna definitely try giving it a listen though. Since you gave him 2 spins,
I like Young Buck.
I mean, I fuck with it.
Black Lewis, Black Mass.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
come on, they know we fuck with Young Buck. Come on. We talk about this nigga enough. Whether we joking on him or not.
I'm not joking on him. He said, I fought with Young Buck 3 times.
Right. I wanted to ask y'all this real quick, because I was coming home minding my business one day, right?
Okay, what happened?
And then I was turning into the entrance of my neighborhood, and there's this white lady, and she's outside of her vehicle. Her hood is up. She's under the hood and all that, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm a nice guy. Like, I'm really cool. I don't bother nobody.
Was you bumping Griselda?
Did you recognize her?
No. Okay. Not at all, bro.
Was you bumping Griselda?
No. I was bumping Al Green.
Yeah, she was but it's cool. As fuck.
So I was like, damn, I could help this lady because, you know, this is my neighborhood. You know, I know how they bond out here in the community, neighborhood, ooh, you know what I mean? But a lot of y'all had a lot of Trump signs.
You're not helping Trump supporters? Is that what you're talking about? Nah, keep it on.
This was my thing, bro.
We already had the potatoes.
I'm like, you know what? I could help this lady, but nah, because I don't want to meet her husband / or father / uncle or / or cousin or / side boyfriend or /
You said she was an older woman.
No, I said she was a white lady. I didn't say she was older. Okay. Whatever. / all that so shit that could possibly be racist.
So you scared of white men. That's what you're telling me.
Or maybe I didn't want to interact with them.
What are you talking about, Tom?
I didn't want to interact with none of these motherfuckers, man.
Okay.
I'm not scared. I'm just like, I don't want to interact with these people.
He allowed you to.
What's all I'm saying? Like, fuck them.
What type of people?
Racism, nigga.
So she looked like a Trump supporter.
She could have been because of the way my neighborhood is set up. I'm gonna move. Don't worry about it. I'm gonna just move.
I was trying to get to the point.
No, because what I'm saying, I seen a lot of Trump signs during the election in my neighborhood.
But did you see a stamp on her?
I don't know exactly who this woman is.
Did you see a stamp on her car that said Trump support?
No, I just kept on going.
So basically, you drove by, oh God, white lady on Trump. I'm not doing
that. That's reverse racism.
And you just drove off.
You have became the white lady.
First of all.
Black people could never be racist.
I'm not going to let you do that.
My fault. What are you talking about? Black people could never be racist.
Not reverse racism, but I'm just saying, bro, like, y'all switch places. You have became the white lady.
Or I just don't trust them.
Remember the white lady they used to ride and hit their lock when they see a nigga walk through the parking lot?
He put a stereotype on.
Yeah, that's you know what I'm saying? Y'all switch spot. Y'all switch side.
Niggas be
respectfully,
doing that.
Respectfully, definitely. I was just really asking y'all, was I wrong?
Look, let me finish. Even though y'all switch sides, after all the shit that black folk been through, that white bitch deserved for you to racially profile her ass.
Whatever. I ain't mad at you.
She deserved
it. That's what I said. Never mind.
Nah, I ain't mad at you.
She deserved that shit.
Was I wrong?
Nah, she deserved it. I feel like it.
First of all,
would y'all have done that?
Yes, I would have. Okay. First of all, she was in a safe place. Neighborhood.
Facts. Interest, yes.
And I'm going about my motherfucking business.
I was minding my business.
Exactly.
I was definitely
and first of all, that's one of the reasons why people get in trouble. Because they don't mind their motherfucking business. Ain't got nothing to do with you. The bitch having problems with her car. Ain't nothing but a phone call away.
Facts. Facts.
Like, in the neighborhood.
Right, in the neighborhood. She ain't getting attacked by nothing.
Yeah, they got apps for that too.
But I'm just saying, I didn't.
Exactly, they got attack apps.
They got attack apps.
But look, I was when I said side boyfriend, I was just like, I don't know if she's visiting her side boyfriend and leaving, and then she broke down. I mean, shit happens.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be involved with none of that. He's probably racist. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not even thinking about that. A white bitch on the side of the road.
It's none of my business.
It's none of my business.
Ain't none of my fucking business.
Well, that's what I was doing. Minding my business.
And that is the unfortunate mindset of a black man in America.
Right.
We can't trust lonely white women on the side of the fucking road.
Because America is spelled with three K's.
I mean, there we go.
I ain't shit, but it is what it is. What's up, Moses? You good, bro? What you got on your list over there?
Even though a white woman helped you out that night when you was drunk. If you would have seen her on the side of the road, which you probably don't know what she looked like, you probably would have drove right by her.
He hit your ass with the crash movie.
Mm-hmm. And she brought you home. Look at you.
Oh, he just hit you with the crash movie.
With my pistol.
With your pistol.
That's what the crash movie was.
You was drunk talking about, I got to get to work.
It didn't even make it to work.
God bless the white women. in the same breath, you know what I mean?
You got to God bless them. Mm-hmm. You got to God bless them.
God bless the down white women.
You know what, Dave? That won't happen again. Next time I see a white woman looking a little stranded, I'm going to help her out, man.
I wouldn't suggest that. I would suggest you keep it with my brother.
Just shaking his head like y'all niggas.
I wouldn't do it. You did the right thing, man. Shout out to that cop.
Y'all should see bro's face the whole time.
Like, he don't know what he's doing. Like, I already know he's not gonna know what he's doing. And she's gonna be like, he's trying to rob me.
I wouldn't suggest that.
Because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. Oh, what's this up under here? Right. I think this right here is heated.
Pow, pow, pow.
Yeah. That's the
fucking thing. He was trying to steal my car.
Yo.
Yeah.
You know, slammed you up, slammed the hood on your neck and all that.
Is this the battery?
I was scared. Nah, dogs, you did the right thing. Respectfully creep by.
You just need some more oil.
You know what I mean, Tone?
Hey, with the dark ass tip. Respectfully creep by. The dark ass tip.
Respectfully.
You didn't even see me look your way.
With Al Green bumping. Like, with Al Green bumping, you heard?
Nah, I'm sorry. What you got, Moses?
I ain't got nothing.
You ain't got shit. You want to talk to Tone? You a rapper? You want to talk? You got music coming? What you doing, nigga?
Really, I work, bro.
And I feel that, but you be rapping too, nigga.
I rap. I mean,
I rap. Rapping ass nigga.
I put out music, but
Niggas don't like when you what's come up with the rap. Like,
that's what makes me mad, because you don't put out enough music, nigga.
What's stopping you from going full time? I know you got it. You have kids. And you have to support yourself. But what stopping you from taking that extra step?
Now I get to be a fan.
Nah, right? Come on, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I have a real bad sense of overanalyzing shit.
Mm.
So like, if I make a song in like an hour, I'm gonna like not like it within that hour. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I critique myself too much. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what you're supposed to do.
It's scary. It's scary because it's like Dr. Dre detox level of overanalyzing. You see what I'm saying?
But he's a genius.
No, he's saying to the point where it would never come out.
Yeah, while I'm constantly
I think you're not the only person, especially when the artist that does that.
Yeah.
Because you got to think you're the most criticism person in the bunch.
Yeah.
Somebody can still be like, yo, that bro, that's hot. Like, nah.
Yeah.
I don't like the way it's coming off.
Yeah.
And it's be fine.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, criticize you.
I feel like sometimes the simplest shit be the best shit.
Yeah.
Don't think too hard. So when you think too hard, niggas be like, God damn, my nigga.
Yeah, facts.
Get to the fucking point.
Facts.
Nah, I can't even. You done fucked up the whole beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, you was supposed to be a chiller mode. You gonna fuck my whole beat up.
Do you have a team, or do you work normally by yourself?
I work with a team. I work with Shaq House and HTE.
Okay. I would if they happen to listen to this podcast, I would suggest to them that they keep whatever the fuck you record and just put the shit out.
Oh yeah, they do. I
know
that.
You know what I mean? Just
put the shit out,
man. Put the shit out. Because they know you ain't going to fuck with it regardless. And let you listen to it a couple times.
Yeah.
And they just got to go for it. You know what I mean?
Because you're talented.
Just got to go for it.
To me, I love your raps. I love your flows. And I'll be like, when is he going to... All right, we call you Tone, but what's your name? Like, what you going by?
Eastside Bone.
There you go. Eastside Bone.
Front of Eastside. And my name is Bones.
East side of fucking Fayetteville.
Yeah.
You already know.
Eastover area, Deep Creek Road.
Hey.
It was crazy because I stayed on Island Drive when I was like, until I was like 3, maybe 4. Then we moved to Eastover.
Right. But yeah.
Shit was way different.
You so
as long as you got that hunger drive, you good. Stay hungry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially with your rhyme.
He ain't hungry, man.
But no, I'm in reality, though. You know what I'm
saying?
Look,
don't get comfortable. Don't get comfortable.
Yeah, but like, look, but I'm in reality, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, if my skill set that I have now was to the level that it is when I was like fucking. When Lex saw me in the fucking bathroom battling niggas and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? If my shit was at that level now, then I would understand. But I realized, like, bro, as time went on, I ain't got the time, really. I'm old. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not saying I can't do it. But if I do music, it'll just be off the strength of ego, bro.
It's because you felt like it at the time.
Yeah, it's like therapeutic. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like y'all said, like, when y'all listened to that one song, y'all was like, I could tell, like, it was some real shit. It's a struggle there.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what I was going through that day. You know what I'm saying?
That's to be the best thing. Like, people can feel that.
Yeah.
It's nice to talk about change and what's name, like, but talking about the real shit.
Right.
Everybody not getting what you talking about.
Yeah.
They can relate to it so much. After a while, you're not going to listen to it after a while. You need something you can, I need to hear this right now.
Yeah,
instead of just, you know what I'm saying, what's popping. That you're going to always last with that. I need to hear something right now. Instead of, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to hear this popping shit right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, man, everybody is, you know, especially these times, everybody is one song away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
that's so all I'm looking for.
Shout out to Moray.
Put that shit out. It don't
quicksand.
You know what I mean? It only take that one shit to get you motivated to get some bread. For everybody to feel it, and then you gonna be right. You be like, you know what?
Oh yeah,
it's time to make some music. You know what I mean? So you know what I mean? Keep pushing, bro.
Yeah,
this joint tastes like gizzards.
What's
it?
Do you?
I didn't mean to cut you off, but speaking, you said something about Moray. I ran to that nigga at the airport in Fayetteville.
Was he cool?
Man, that nigga was so fucking cool, bro.
He seemed down to earth.
He was like, what made it so crazy is like when he walked up, he didn't walk up like it was just him and his wife, bro. That was it. He wasn't no security. He wasn't on no, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He ain't have a group of homeboys with him and shit. Like, he was just him and his wife.
Married with kids, you know, just trying to do his thing.
And he literally just went over there and sat down over there by the window and shit. And I looked at him. When I seen him, I was like, what up, Moray? You know what I'm saying? And he was like, what's going on, man? And I heard his voice. I was like, yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
But he had a mask on, you feel me? Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, that's him. So then he sat down. Now, any other nigga would have been like, bro, it's some nigga, some little weird-looking nigga right now. Like, this nigga, like, he... You feel me? Like, and I'm with a bunch of niggas from work. We all finna fly out from Charlotte to fucking Pennsylvania.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I know he like, man, I don't know what these niggas on. But he literally said what's up to everybody that was sitting next to me. He was cool as fuck. He sat down with his wife. I asked, can we get a picture? Nigga got me a picture and everything.
Okay.
Nigga like, too easy. He cool ass nigga, bro.
Yeah.
He sat in the good seats, though. But you supposed to. You Moray, yeah, nigga.
He getting money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He getting money. But he kicked it with everybody.
You mentioned you work a lot. You think you ever turn that shit into full-time rapping musically, or you just going to figure out other grinds or whatever?
now my main focus is just making enough money to, like bruh said, everybody's one song away.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't really care about, like, longevity in rap because that shit means nothing no more.
Yeah.
That shit means nothing no more. Because the total lifespan of a rapper that's, like, my age, other than 2 Chainz and mm-hmm. Lil Wayne,
mm-hmm.
and who else? Y'all name somebody else in my age bracket.
I think it is what you make it, yeah. But, you know, a lot of people just use it as a hustle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Use it to get on and then you
get a couple dollars off of it real quick and maintain your lifestyle. You good.
Yeah. Bro.
I ain't mad at that.
I'm investing in my children. I'm getting me a straight up banger. If that bitch got them hit 1 million, I get a whatever the fuck. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not trying to Lil Nas exit though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to go mainstream with that shit, but I want to make sure that my...
Nigga, if it go mainstream, it go mainstream. You got to roll with the punches,
as long as I can get enough to get
can't stop that.
As long as I can get enough to get my kids through everything in their life.
As long as you don't dress like Nicki Minaj for fucking...
Oh, fuck no. we not playing. And that's one thing I can say. I think that's another reason, too, because I think, for me to be as talented as I am, like, I'm not willing to go do any fucking thing for bread, bro. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
be true to yourself. Be true to yourself.
I think that's why I really
that's how
that
Dirty
slow.
Water is, too. Yeah. Yeah. We just do this shit authentically and talk shit with each other and have fun. We just like to see each other. I hate these niggas.
And it's crazy because I'm always yelling, like, am I getting paid to do that? Like, every time somebody call me, they be like, bro, you go, am I getting paid? Oh, it's a feature?
Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
Well, tell them.
You want me to write what? Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
Tell them where they can find some of your music at, though.
Sometimes you gotta do shit for exposure though, you know. And you know, depending on who you're working with though. I don't want you to miss out on no blessing because there's not a check involved.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's no check involved, but
no integrity behind that shit.
But that too. But it might be a situation where you the person might be reaching out and they might have a bigger following than you. And you know, it's an opportunity for you to grab some of that little following.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Without compromising your integrity.
Mm. Yeah.
You
yeah.
know what I mean? Of course. But, you know, don't always look for a check because there's opportunities in everything you do.
That's a fact.
You just got to fucking find it.
Tell the Dirty Water audience and your audience where they can find your music at on YouTube or wherever you got it at.
I got 3 videos on YouTube. Mm. If you go look at Bright Eye Films, that's BRITEEYEFILMS. You look that up, you should see my name up there. I got 4 videos up there. My homeboy, Benji Banks, he got a video there as well featuring me. And it's a few other videos on there. Check that shit out.
Mm. Well, we're going to wrap this show. It's episode 103. I can't believe we had 103. Like, honestly, shut up, Moses. Check us out on Twitter, dirty_water_NC. Instagram, dirtywater_podcast. My shit on Instagram is dirtywaterlex. What's your shit, Dave?
DirtyWaterDaveB. Holla at me.
Hey, fuck with us. Keep checking us out. Shout out to the city. Hey, shout out to South Carolina. I fuck with y'all. You already know. And the Carolinas, Eastside, Fayetteville. Shout out to Charlotte. Shout out to motherfucking Raleigh. And make sure you don't get beat up by your Uber driver. I hear that shit's going on out here.
They're doing that?
Yeah, it's crazy. Your Uber driver fuck you up.
He must have got a 1-star.
Yeah, listen, he'll fuck you up, but it's cool. I'm just letting you know.
914, what up?
There you go, my nigga Dave with a do-rag out, with a cape out. 2-6 and...
Most
word.